This is a Hey Area Short, where we give bite-sized answers to questions you ask. Listener Alexandra Rodriguez wanted to know,
does San Francisco sink? Or is it the whole Bay Area?
KLW's Lisa Wang found the answer.
Spinnaker Way at Cesar Chavez Park in Berkeley is a bumpy and undulating road. That's because it's sinking. Before it started sinking,
they built it straight and flat.
That's Roland Bergman. He's a professor in the Earth and Planetary Sciences Department at UC Berkeley. For someone with this title, I imagine meeting a Bill Nye type. But Roland rode in with a casual hoodie on and a gold hoop in his ear. Together, we're standing on top of sinking land. And we can also see more sinking land. If you look across the bay,
you can see Treasure Island. The northwest corner of Treasure Island is going down especially fast.
Parts of South San Francisco, Alameda, and Foster City, places built on top of landfill or mud, like Treasure Island or the park Roland and I are standing in, are also sinking.
And this used to be a big dump, a real landfill, so there's a lot of trash in there.
And as the land sinks, in some places as much as half an inch per year, the sea level around the bay is also rising at about a tenth of an inch per year. In these areas where the water is rising and the land is sinking, it's possible that one day
they will not any longer be places you can walk on.
One thing we can do is reduce the amount of water we pump from the ground for things like drinking water, because pumping out the groundwater only makes the land sink faster. And if we don't, Roland says in 50 years, many places in the Bay Area are going to be underwater. In Berkeley, I'm Lisa Wang for Hey Area.